Mr. Botha, since I came from the village and I returned to Monrovia, and it's been 3 weeks now, I have not contacted anybody, with the exception of people who know me in Tai, and they are very afraid, and they call me to get my opinion if they should continue to reside in Cote d'Ivoire or cross the border or come to Liberia. And of course, I do have a friend there by the name of Tai. We were all in Philadelphia together, Tai having to be working with the president. So I called to find out because he said that he was one of the campaign managers in the Jigolo area. And at the time that I called him, I asked him to find out what the election result was. But he said that the election commission had not sent out the result. And that was my last communication with him.
Let's get it right. You have a friend
right.
who happened to be a campaign manager in the Babo campaign. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what he says.
And you were in contact with your friend?
After they had the vote, and I called him to find out whether there was a result. And he said, no, the whole town is quiet. We haven't heard from the election commission.
Let me get it clear, Mr. Nimle. You don't have any
right.
intention or you are not involved in any effort to support a war effort in Cote d'Ivoire.
When I participated in Liberia, there was a benefit. And it is a benefit all of us are enjoying today. But what will be my benefit when I get involved in Cote d'Ivoire?
Why do you suppose that the president of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, why do you suppose
right.
she issued a warning earlier this week to you, the former warlords of Liberia, to stay out of the situation in Cote d'Ivoire?
Well, I don't know. And this is why this puzzles me, because we had been disarmed since 2003, 2004. We were disarmed. And at that time, we carried on a process that created the Democratic Republic of Liberia today. Since 2003 up to now, it's been 8 years. And I'm not sure whether Thomas Yahya Nimle is supposed to be responsible now for any of the individuals that participated in an organization called MODEL. But I think that, in my own view, the president may be asking for consultation. How do we go about discouraging these young people from crossing to go and fight into Cote d'Ivoire? And if that is the question, then all of us will participate in finding out what to do next. Because in my own view, the situation right now is going to be very critical if there is fighting in Cote d'Ivoire tomorrow. We have Nima County, we have Grand Juliet County, we have River G, and we got Maryland counties. All of these counties share common border with Cote d'Ivoire. Now, if the president is looking for a solution, I think there should be consultative meetings from Nima all the way to Maryland. Let's sit with the traditional people, the mothers and fathers of these young children that have common border with Cote d'Ivoire and see how we can come up with a solution. But don't call on Thomas Yahya Nimle, because I don't have control over these people anymore. It's been a very long time.
You mentioned you think that the president might be looking for consultation in terms of how to the former fighters. So what do you suppose should be the way to deal with these former fighters? And have
sure.
you been pleased,
sure.
have you been satisfied with the way that the government of President Sirleaf then has been taking care
right.
of the former fighters?
No, absolutely. The Accra Peace Accord called for the reorganization of the army. And in the reorganizational process, people were going to be recruited from the former MODEL, former MPP, and the former AFL, as well as former alert fighters, to form the AFL. When Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf took power, she never touched any of these people. Now, Mr. Borden, this is something I want you to know. People have been fighting since 1989. Young children have been fighting from age 15 and up to now. Some of them are 30 years old, 35 years old. The only thing most of these young men and women know to do right now is to pull the trigger. So if this is what it is, and this is where the conventional wisdom came from, when ECOWAS, AU, and the other international community members, including ourselves, signed a peace process to say that these boys and these young men and women should be placed in the army. If you place them in the army, you have control over them. But the new government, the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government, did not touch any of these people. As a matter of fact, it went to the extent where it demobilized all the AFL soldiers and never recruited one person from there. So all of these young men and women are hanging out in the streets. They are hanging out in the streets. They are unemployed. You know, they are despondent. So what do you expect right now to happen? If there's anywhere in the country, in this region where there's war, they will go. And Thomas Yahya Nimle is not responsible for them.
So what have you been doing since the 2003 Peace Accord?
Well, you know what? The government itself knows what I've been doing because they themselves have been harassing me on my farm. I've been in Grand Juliet. I have been carrying out carrying on a plantation, a palm plantation and a rubber plantation, to which the government itself have been accusing me of training people, and they have visited that farm 1,000 times and have even harassed some of my workers to the point where the farm size has been reduced, and I'm still on the farm.
So are you saying that the government of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been harassing you on your farm?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is evidence. There is evidence all over the place. UN soldiers have come on that farm. NSA workers have gone there. Immigration have gone there. They have said that I have 200 Burkinabés on that farm, and they sent immigration people there to go and bring in the first 50 Burkinabés from the farm when they went there. They didn't even meet one person there. I personally met with the president and the vice president, and that issue came about that I was training people. But the president said that she wasn't concerned about me training people. She was concerned about me hiring non-Liberians when the unemployment rate in Liberia was very high. And I said, Madam President, I don't even have one worker on my farm. So, yes, I have been harassed and continuously being harassed and accused about training people. I have been accused many, many times that I'm training people to overthrow this government.